We are entering a new age of computing like never before. Welcome to AVM Cloud, where you have access to future-ready cloud solutions, where you can enjoy the highest level of security for your data, where your digital transformation begins. AVM Cloud, your cloud done right. Transform your business today with Malaysia's leading cloud provider at avmcloud.net.
This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. Up next, Langkawi as a holiday destination, no matter what your price point.
Yeah, so, okay, we know this is something that's come up a little bit on social media recently, but in general, right, I think Langkawi has long been held up as a... or actually not held up, it's just a very popular holiday destination, and for good reason, because you could do any number of things. You could have entirely different Langkawi experiences depending on the duration of it, but also your budget and what it is you plan to do, right? Like, if I'm thinking only in terms of stays or in terms of food, the range of price goes very wide right away.
I think the best example of that is how all the way from when I was a child to now, I can think of multiple stages of life and experiences that all were done in Langkawi. And I was a very different person at each point in them, right? Like family holidays and then partying with friends in college. And then work trip where you're kind of doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We had a company trip in Langkawi. And then I also know now friends of mine who have their own children who take their kids to Langkawi. So you're right that it is one of those destinations in Malaysia that over time has evolved to mean different things for different people. And I think increasingly now, post-pandemic, the question of budget, and I may not want this to be a luxury holiday. I may want this to be something a little bit more low-key. That's something that's quite important as well. So we're essentially going to be talking about exactly that. Langkawi, holidaying in Langkawi at all types of budgets, no matter, you know, whether you're someone who prefers a little bit of luxury or if you're just kind of, what's the word, shoestringing it. So joining us for that is Naj Arifin, tourism consultant and heritage and gastronomy historian. Naj, thanks for speaking with us today.
Hi, thanks for inviting me here.
What are some of your favorite things to do in Langkawi personally? What do you usually recommend?
Personally, well, it depends. If I'm with my family, then it's slightly different. If I'm out with friends, which usually would be because of I have a little bit of work to do and I go with colleagues, so it's slightly different. But the thing, that's the beauty of it. Langkawi has something for everyone, for the family. It has something for the adventurer. It has something for even the lone traveler, because Langkawi people are very friendly. You know, you go anywhere and you start a conversation, they'll be very happy to talk to you. So really, it's a lot of things that can be done and can be found in Langkawi.
And since this is our central thesis today, right, would you say that Langkawi is a budget-friendly place to visit?
Definitely. Langkawi is a place, like Sharmila said earlier, something like shoestringy. And really, if you're on a shoestring budget, actually you can have a good time in Langkawi. You can find eateries that are certainly not very pricey, and yet the food is very, very, very tasty. And those are the local foods, you know, the nasi with lao, you know, the rice with the dishes, and things like that. You know, you don't have to worry that you're going to go hungry in Langkawi, because there are so many nooks and crannies where there are local restaurants, you know, run by pakcik makcik kind of thing. And you can, you know, that's where you find the friendly people. You know, you can really stretch your ringgit there.
Okay, so let's break it down. What are some activities you'd recommend to people who are visiting Langkawi on a tighter budget?
Okay, if you're on a tighter budget, then of course, one thing is the beaches. Okay, those are free, okay, like everywhere else. And the beaches are, there's a selection of beaches. There are some on the northern coast that are very quiet. You know, you can bring your family there, spread out a mat, and you know, bring your own food, and you can really have a nice time under the trees by the beach. And if you want somewhere that's really happening, then of course there's beaches like Pantai Chenang, the internationally famous Pantai Chenang, where there are so many activities during the day and all the way to the night, karaoke, whatever you want to do, it's all there. So so if you're on a budget, then there are of course the other smaller attractions. There are things for the family as well, like the wildlife park, Langkawi Wildlife Park, which is very affordable. They have family packages, things like that. And there are galleries that you can go to if you're the kind who likes art. And many of these galleries are privately run, and the artists are there. I don't even know which ones to mention first, because there are so many of them. You just Google a little bit, or when you go to any particular locality, like what I do is, I just ask, kat mana ada galeri seni sini? Where's the art gallery? And someone will point out to you, somebody's doing some painting, somebody's doing some weaving or carving or something like that. And these things, the thing about these people is that they don't quite know how to market themselves. They don't have splashy Instagram, or you just have to go there and find them out. Yeah.
Okay. So what then if you have a little more financial leeway, or in other words, if you want a little bit more luxury?
Well, I was very lucky that there was one point where I had a little bit more, money to spend, and I brought the family to really enjoy something a bit more luxurious. And one of the things we really enjoyed was jet skiing. We went, and now the special thing about jet skiing in Langkawi, which is different from other places, is because in the southwestern part of Langkawi, well, basically where Pantai Chenang begins, there are so many beautiful little islands that many people don't even know. They only know about Pulau Dayang Bunting, which is of course very, very perennially popular because of the legends. And that's another thing, the legends, the fables of Langkawi, that's also something that is part of its attractions. But you can actually go jet skiing for the whole family. And I took all my five kids, with my wife, and we all went jet skiing with a guide. And we went to 8 islands. That's something you can't find anywhere else. And each island has its own unique little difference. One island, you can see a lot of eagles. Another island, you have, of course, Pulau Dayang Bunting is included. And you get the legends. And then there's another island where the shape is, like a kidney shape, and you go around it. And then, you race from one island to another. It's just wonderful. So if you have some money, like Mega Water Sports, that's one of the major ones that does a very good Langkawi Islands tour on jet skis. And they're at Pantai Chenang, just behind Orchid Ria restaurant, which is a good restaurant too.
We do have a question from a listener asking, what activities or sports would you suggest? This is from Charlie, by the way. What activities or sports would you suggest for couples?
Ah, okay. For couples, okay. Besides jet skiing together, well, I don't know if you call it a sport, but it is an adventure activity. The other one is helicopter tours, although I'm not too sure if those are still around post-COVID. That's the thing I have to mention. It's sad, but there are some activities that that either closed down or they're still not open yet, but they will post-COVID. So you have to check on that. But of course, there's snorkeling, or with a loved one. That's wonderful. My wife doesn't swim very well, so I didn't get to snorkel much with her. But my kids do, and we go snorkeling, and that's one of the best things. Although Langkawi doesn't have beautiful corals like on the East Coast or in East Malaysia, it naturally does not have much corals, but still it's nice to just go under the water and feel the warmth of the tropical waters where so many legends have come through, and travelers from all around the world since 2000 years ago. And of course there's also hiking. There are many waterfalls there. I can't remember the names of some of the waterfalls, but they have very unique names. Talaga Tuju, I think, is one of them. So that's another thing. Get a guide and go hiking. Or if you want to be more private, then just make sure that you have a brochure with the trail on it, and just go on and enjoy yourself at the hiking trails. Yeah. So those are some of the things that you can do.
Hope that helps, Charlie. If you'd like to ask Naj a question, you can send it our way. That number to WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. You can also call 7733-2900. So, Naj, of course, alongside activities, you know, after the hiking and the jet skiing, you're going to be hungry. A huge part of travel is also enjoying the local food. So in that vein, what are some dishes that you especially like and can be enjoyed at an affordable price?
Okay. Well, as I said earlier, there are so many little family-owned restaurants around town, and you have you really have everything. You have, besides the traditional Langkawi Malay food, you have Chinese food. You have our beloved Mama restaurants there too, and so you'll never go. You'll never miss things. And these days, of course, you have Arab restaurants. You have, not to mention Western food, which is cooked by both Westerners who have made Langkawi their home, as well as locals who cook, you know, the typical Western food that that they do. So, for example, at one of my personal favorites is Langkawi Chill Out Cafe, which is at Jalan Pantai Tengah in Pantai Chenang, and you know, they just have local food, nasi goreng and things like that, which you know, really, really, you can taste that it's home food, home cooked food. Or if you go to Kedawang, a little bit on the inside, there's for example, typical seafood tom yum, like Rohaya seafood, where they serve a very mean soup eko, you know, which of course you can find soup eko all over Malaysia, but this is Langkawi, you know, and Langkawi soup eko is more, it's different, you know, it uses the water of Langkawi is different from the water anywhere else in Malaysia. So, and of course, if you go for luxury foods, then wow, there's that too at all of the five-star restaurants, the Datai or and all that. They have their own in-house restaurants that serve also something like the soup eko, but of course in a much more luxurious version, and you'll enjoy that too. It just depends on your budget.
I'm a big fan of holiday snacking, particularly the tea time ish, you know. Are there local snacks or kuih that you would particularly recommend in Langkawi?
Well, whatever kuih you find in the rest of Malaysia, you will find it in Langkawi, because a lot of people from other parts of Malaysia, they have been to Langkawi and they loved it so much, they stayed there. And one of the things that they usually do is they start with is the food industry. So there's no particular kuih that is endemic only to Langkawi, but fear not, there are so many other kuih that are lovely. But I would like to mention something which is quite exotic to Langkawi, and that is brono. Have you heard of that? Okay.
No.
Okay. Brono is something that you don't quite find elsewhere. So that's what I should mention. Now, brono is a kind of seafood. It's similar to gamat. It's in fact the same family, so to speak, of mollusk, and related to the sea cucumber. Okay. So you find it in the seas, the beaches. It's a bit seasonal, so you might not be lucky sometimes if it's not in season. But otherwise, like the sea cucumber, it is it's something that you can have it on its own, but it tastes a little bit salty. So when you have it, you order it on its own, it's a bit you know, it's an acquired taste. It's a bit salty. The flesh is salty, but I kind of like it that way. But if you want to eat it with, you know, nice, warm, fluffy rice, then go for krabu brono. Okay. Now, krabu is a kind of local shredded vegetable dish, vegetable salad, where they put the sliced brono in. And so it's a very lovely combination. You know, just thinking of it makes me want to go to Langkawi again and, you know, have it, because you can't find brono in KL. You can't. So you need to go to Langkawi. You know, that's the first thing you do when you arrive there. You know, and many restaurants do have that. You just need to ask around, yeah, for the brono, krabu brono, or gulai brono, something like that.
Briefly, we have a question from Keith, who says, would you recommend getting a car to go around?
Okay, it depends. If you are, there are many car rental agencies, some perfectly legal, some, you know, just off the but Well, just be careful in your driving. And yes, I would say if you have a group of friends, then it's good to rent a car so that you have more mobility. If you're just alone, you know, a lone backpacker or something like that, then you can. There is Grab, if I understand. At least the last time I went, they had Grab there, you know? And so you can just go around by Grab. Or you can also rent a motorbike. If you do have a motorbike license, then that's another option. But yeah, if you want more mobility, then yeah, just rent a little car with your friends. That'll be great.
Naj, thanks for speaking with us today.
Most welcome. Glad to talk about Langkawi anytime.
That was Naj Arifin, tourism consultant as well as heritage and gastronomy historian, talking to us about a holiday in Langkawi for every budget. This conversation was brought to you by Tourism Malaysia. And let us know, what are your favourite things to do in Langkawi? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp or voice note us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.